all year long, be the thriving place that we are, to be able to create really unique content and to be able to provide training to new members of our community and people who might not otherwise be able to get their voice out and heard in the community. And that is something that is truly important and needs to be preserved. And you can help by giving a donation today. I'm going to give that number again. Are you ready? Pull out your phone. 877-500-5266. Call that number and make your donation today. And thank you for listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Daily Cafe, located at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue. Open daily from breakfast to late lunch. Daily Cafe serves new American breakfast and lunch, along with wine spirits. Lunch was provided by Thai Pod, located at 2015 Northeast Broadway Street. Serving a full Thai cuisine menu, Thai Pod is open for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 710 North Killingsworth Street. Open from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. More information at atlaspizzapdx.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 8th Annual Portland Latin American Film Festival, taking place at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Other Border will screen on September 22nd at 4:45 p.m. The Other Border is the story of high school student Erardo Hernandez, raised in the United States since 6 months of age, who was one of over 100 undocumented workers arrested by ICE in Ohio on June 25, 2018. In attendance will be special guests, including the director and many social justice organizers working on immigration rights and issues. Again, that's The Other Border on Sunday, September 22nd at 4:45 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:02. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Portland Saturday Market. 46 years of American-made arts and crafts, freshly prepared international foods, local artisans, and local music in downtown Portland. Open every Saturday and Sunday in Waterfront Park, now through Christmas Eve. Event schedule, vendor information, and more at PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
Well, good morning. You are tuned in to KBOO Community Radio, and we are in the middle of our fall membership drive. And before we get started with our 8 o'clock programming, we just wanted to do a quick pitch to remind you to call 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or go to kboo.fm right now to become a member of KBOO Community Radio. And if you are a regular Democracy Now! Listener, then you probably noticed that we did not disrupt the programming in that last hour because we listened to you, our KBOO community, who said, you know, during the drive, I really want to support you, but I also really want to listen to Democracy Now! I promise to call in and support your station, but I also really just want to listen to the programming. Can you do that? And we said, okay, let's do that. And so that's why we just had those two pitches by John there in the middle, just reminding you to call 877-500-5266, because we know how much you value Amy Goodman and you value that level of journalism. You're not going to be hearing that anywhere else. Well, I guess you could hear it online and you could hear it through our mobile app. There's so many ways to listen, but we know that you value not just Democracy Now!, but you value KBOO Community Radio as well. And guess what? Democracy Now! Values KBOO because they choose us to be their Portland broadcasting station. That's right. So support KBOO Community Radio just like Democracy Now! Does, just like Amy Goodman does, by giving us a call, 877 500 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or you can go on to kboo.fm. It only takes 2 minutes to become a member. That's right. You just call in. We have people waiting for you. We try to make it go as fast as you can. But, you know, even if you don't want to talk to people and you're like, I just want to click, then go to kboo.fm or go onto that mobile app and click on that donate button today. It's so easy to become a member. Maybe you can come in at that $5 a month or $60 a year level. Well, guess what? That'll just make you a member of KBOO. And then when you listen, you are invested. You say, oh, that's my radio station. Oh, that's my Democracy Now. Oh, that's my talk radio. I support that. I make that happen. Become a member of KBOO today. 877-500-5266. Okay, that's enough of me interrupting the programming, because we have something very special up coming up here during the 8 o'clock hour. One person who is super Portland famous, oh my goodness, y'all, and who really, really supported KBOO Community Radio was the author Ursula K. Le Guin. And Ursula K. Le Guin, back in 2017, did a really special interview or series of interviews with Between the Covers' own David Naiman. Oh, wait a minute. We are having a KBOO moment where we're saying, hey, we're going to change up the programming real quick, because that's what we do here on KBOO Community Radio. Freeform it sometimes. Hey, John, let's go to a little music, and then we'll come back with this morning's programming.
The seas must have wandered before she sleeps in the sand. Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
Well, I was just kidding there. I was just kidding. That's right. This is Jenna here. We're in the middle of our fall membership drive, and we thought we were going to be doing some Ursula K. Le Guin, but no, that's going to be at 10 a.m. So tune in for that, because we got a very special book package of signed Ursula K. Le Guin books. So I was just so teasing you. Oh my goodness. That's what we do here. Okay. We just keep you guessing. We go, what's going to happen? Give us a call, 877-500-5266, because what's coming up in 10 seconds here is Voices from the Edge. That's what comes on at 8 o'clock. And this time we have Linda Olson-Osterlund, one of our favorite guest hosts for Voices from the Edge. She's going to open up those phone lines, because we are putting the mic into the hands of the people. That's what our drive is this time. It's mic to the people. So give us a call. Give Linda a call into that air room, because it's time to talk about what's going on in Portland.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund, and I'm your guest host this morning. I'm not Joanne Hardesty, which I know you would really love to have on. This is her time slot. We reserve that for Joanne, and we believe she's going to be here later, but we're not positive because there's been a snafu in communication, and we do apologize for that. I want you to know that we're all volunteer, and I think you do know that. And so I came in to answer phones, but I get to do this, which I'm really happy to do. So I invite you right now to support KBOO, because we're in our membership drive. And then I'm going to be opening up the phone lines to you, the listener, to call in and talk about the important issues in Portland for you today. One of my important ones is the climate strike happening tomorrow, something very exciting to be taking part of. And that's not just happening to Portland, that's happening all over the country. So I'm going to ask you right now to take a moment, just a quick moment, to become a member of KBOO, or really, we've been asking people to up their pledge amount. Say you pledge $9 a month or $10 a month, up it to $11 or $12. Just all of our regular membership doing that would go a huge way towards our fall drive amount. So please take a moment right now. It's 877 is the phone number, 500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Call in and show your support for KBOO, the radio station where you first heard Joanne Hardesty, the radio station that was she's been a host with for, I'm not going to say the number of years because I'm not going to get it accurate, but longer than I've been around, longer than 10 years. So take a moment. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member. Now, I said we're going to open up the regular phone lines to you, the listener, our audience, and we are. And so that number, now I'm giving you two different numbers pretty close. That number is 503-231-8187. That's the number to call if you would like to talk about the issues that are really pressing to you today in Portland. You know, we say mic to the people, and if you've heard me guest host before, you know a lot of the times I say, hey, you're the guest today, let's open the phone lines. And I do that because I value you. And I know that KBOO only exists because of you, and I want to hear what you have to say. I'm a pretty opinionated person, but I always learn things from our guests, and I always appreciate, by that I mean not our guests, I mean I always learn things from you, the guest, when you're the caller. And so I really want to let you know that your voice matters to us, and it matters to me. And when you speak and the rest of our audience hears you, they're hearing their own community directly, more than just one voice, mine or another host, or just an expert. Now, an expert's super important because we need that information. But we also just need to be talking to each other. Some people say, well, you're preaching to the choir when you go on KBOO, but, you know, the choir wants to be preached to. We need to hear from each other about what we're doing and how it's working. So I'm inviting you, the listener, the caller, to call in right now at 503-231-8187. Talk about the issues in Portland that are important to you. Talk about the issues in the world that are important to you. I think I heard this morning that they're having cyclones in Mozambique. And I realized that that was on Democracy Now! This morning. This is Linda Olson Osterlin with Voices from the Edge. And that was really disturbing because I realized I have not been hearing about that impact of climate change and so much of the continent of Africa being ravaged in different ways, as is, you know, the Americas and most of the world. So, you know, every day we get a new lesson about what's happening to our planet because of the destruction that we've wrought. I do believe we have a caller on the line. Edie, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. What I wanted to do is to let folks know of a website that would tell them about a love.
I'm sorry, we had something boop in. Just a second. Edie, could you say that again? We had a little blip in the phone sound.
I'm hoping to give a website for folks to see a long list of events that are happening in organizations for the week of climate strike.
Sure, go ahead and say that. Yeah.
That is globalclimatestrike.org, and you've got it Oregon, globalclimatestrike.org. And if you look at the Extinction Rebellion Portland website, you'll find out that not only do we have the 20th tomorrow, starting at 10 at Treasurant Plaza for pre-rally meditation, grounding prayer, and peaceful centering, and then 10:30 the rally, and then march across an easy mile across the Hawthorne Bridge down the east side esplanade to south of OMSI gravel overflow parking lot where they'll have climate festival. We will have medics roaming through the crowds the whole time, as well as having a medic tent and booth to provide first care, mental health care, etc. for folks at the festival grounds. Next Friday, the 27th, Extinction Rebellion PDX is going to have this wonderful, fun noon rally where they're going to give much more specific, doable, concrete demands of the city of Portland, complementing and expanding upon what the youth are providing to the city for the Green New Deal. Also,
Let's just name one more particular. Yeah, go ahead and name one more particular, and then say that overall website again. It sounded like you said Google. It was the first Google climate change.
Global
climate strike.
Worldwide.
Yeah, good.
And so we're also having a connection. We're having training on nonviolent communication Saturday, Sunday. We're having a connection with over 6,000 people having to force from the Philippines because of climate change and violence. And then at the waterfront, immigrant justice is climate justice and vice versa. Monday, we're having solidarity with people from Salish Sea in Tacoma and Olympia. And Tuesday evening, we're having a speaker who is a co-founder of Extinction Rebellion International talking to us about what works and how to go about it.
Edie, let's stop there with the specifics, because I think it's hard for radio listeners to keep track of them. And what we want to do is make sure that they have the ability to find out about all of them. So tomorrow, it's starting off, you're saying your organization is starting off with a meditation at 10 a.m. And where is that again?
Cherry Strong Plaza, 3rd and Madison.
Okay, great. And then you're going to join the rest of the climate strike that's going to be at the City Hall, is that right?
Well, the City Hall is fenced off for construction, so it's going to be mostly at Cherry Strong Plaza, which is across the street to the west.
Yeah. Okay, well, that I really am excited about the climate strike, and I want to be part of it, because, you know, there aren't so many times in our lives when we get to be part of something where we know around the world at the same time people are taking action in concert with the same heartfelt and strong demands, but also heartfelt pleas to each other and reaching out to each other to say we need to stop this now. And I think it's a very exciting thing. You get to, even, you know, even if you're not looking and seeing it on media from other places, you are knowing that you're in action with so many people, and it
and we have real doable solutions.
Oh yeah, there's so much about this. Yes, I've heard a lot.
Actual physical things that we can make a profound difference. Of course, in Oregon, we need to stop the deforestation, because we need those trees to keep the carbon and methane from the air and put it in the ground.
And we need a diesel law. Thank you. Thank you very much, Edie. I really appreciate Edie. She's an activist in our community. We hear from her often at KBOO. If you would like to join the conversation, the number is 503-231-8187. She's talking about the Global Climate Strike, and it's globalclimatestrikepdx.org. You can look it up and find all of the list of activities. But no, they start right down by City Hall tomorrow morning at 10, and then 10:30.
It's Extinction Rebellion PDX.
Oh, Extinction.
An Oregon Climate Strike.
All right, let's try it again.
Website.
Extinction Rebellion.
PDX.
PDX.org.
And then there's also Oregon Global Climate Strike.
OregonGlobalClimateStrike.org. We had a couple young women on last week on. Paul Rowland hosted that show for me. I was supposed to, but I was sick, and he generously stepped in. I was so impressed with the articulateness of the, if that's the right way to say that, of how articulate the two young guests were, and how deeply and through their own experience they understood a lot of the issues that it's taken maybe 50 years for a lot of us to get, and that and some of us got in different ways, but it's newly born in a really whole more way with young people, and that's intersectionality and what that means in their daily lives. And these kids fight for what they believe in, and by that I don't mean violence. I mean stand up, take action, organize things, talk to people, are willing to stand up for their beliefs when others counter them. They're really, you know, we say it and it's a cliche, they are our future, but they are our future. What I've heard young people want to remind us is we built this, we still are holding the power, we, the generation, certainly over 40, And we need to take action, not just them. And of course, I know you, the KBOO listener, are the type that are taking action to help save the planet. That would also be something you could call in with this morning. We want to talk about your response to global climate change or any other issues you have that you feel are very important going on right now. I believe we have a couple callers on the line. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having the show on this topic. Tomorrow is the D-Day in terms of certain things. I live in Hillsboro. And I heard that there was something going on in Hillsboro, and I haven't been able to get the source of that whisper to cough up the facts. So is there actually something going on in Hillsboro?
I don't know the answer to that question, and unfortunately, Edie is offline. I'll see if we can get somebody. Tell me your name again.
Carolyn,
I'll see if somebody can get that information and get it to the front desk or get it to me in time to be able to tell you. So is there any global...
Offline, I'll be happy to give you my phone number so that you can give me a ring. I'm in Hillsboro, not on the other side of the hill.
Right, I understand. And I do believe there are global climate strike actions taking there. I think young people are walking out of some of the schools. But I don't have that for certain. It's just part of what I heard. So I'll see if someone can call in with that information while the show's still going on at 503-231-8187. Someone call in and let us know what might be happening out in Hillsboro. And we'll see what we can
that
do.
That would be also Beaverton.
Yeah.
Beaverton is next door.
Yeah, I'll say Washington County. How about that? On. Anything going on in Washington County?
No problem.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. I believe we have another caller on the line, but I'm not going to bring her on right now. I'm going to ask you to hold. We've gotten a little out of sync this morning, and I want to make sure that we have a chance to talk about funds for KBOO and our pledge drive. That's right. We're in the middle of our pledge drive, and we want to talk to you about how you can become a member, or even better, if you're already, well, not even better, actually, become a member. If you're already a member, we're asking you, and you do it on a monthly basis, up your monthly amount, maybe $1 or $2 a month. It would make a huge difference to keeping KBOO coming to you the way it does. I believe we do have someone else in Pitch Central.
Yes. Good morning, Linda. This is Spo here. I'm a volunteer with KBOO, and we're here to ask you, the listener, to give us some support.
Can you tell that number for them to call? I have not gotten to tell them that.
Yes, I can. The number is 877-500-5266. And of course, the 5266 spells KBOO, KBOO. So yeah, we're asking you to call us and support this amazing experiment in radio here in the United States of America. We're asking you to support the example of the woman just called in and gave us an update on an event that was happening, that is going to be happening coming up, which is what community radio can do. How many other radio stations do you know here in Portland, or anywhere for that matter, that you can call in and say, hey, there's an event going on over here, and the show hosts will say, yes, okay, let's talk about that and let's get the details. And Linda asked her to repeat it so you could hear about what was going on and make a decision whether or not you wanted to attend it or not. We're asking you to call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give, or just click on the donate button, which is right there when you go to kboo.fm. Yeah, or, you know, because we're in our pledge drive, it means that the door is open for you to come down here to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off of East Burnside, just a little bit past the Burnside Bridge, as a matter of fact. So
that's one of my favorite ways for people. This is Linda again here at KBOO. I'm both the host for Voices from the Edge, and I'm also working with Spo to get you to become a member. And I love what you're saying about coming down, Spo, because my favorite memories of are of people who, and they come every time, different people, but come to the front door and say, hey, I'd like to bring in my cash. and they get to see where who's answering the phones, what the studios look like, what the air room looks like. They get to get a cup of coffee. If we manage to have any yummies out there, they get to have a little bit of something yummy to eat along with us.
Yes.
And we really, really appreciate you becoming a member that way or bringing in your donation that way. You know, KBOO is a membership-driven organization, and it is a membership-funded and volunteer-driven radio station. There's nothing like it in Portland or in the whole, actually, Pacific Northwest, I would say.
And let's remember that the membership has its privileges as well.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. You have privileges like benefits at different retail outlets, but you also have privileges like voting for the board, voting for important events that are taking part in KBOO. It is a vibrant democracy, and people do participate in the actual running of this station because, you know, at any given time, 90% of the people in the station are volunteers. You can do that, but you can also volunteer with your dollars. We really do need dollars to keep the phone lines on, absolutely. They cost. It's also all our electricity. If you haven't been down here, come down and see. We have a great, open, beautiful set of studios, and you can see where people do the work that you get to hear later. So the number to call to become a member this morning or to increase your membership, and please do that right now, is 877-500-5266. Now, you might be listening online, and you can see that red button to the right-hand side of the top of our homepage, and you know it says donate. And so I'm asking you, please, please, please push that button now. Don't take another minute. I think it only takes about, I tried it. It took me less than 3 minutes to complete a pledge via our online method.
If you've ordered anything on Amazon or any other website online to purchase something or another, that's how easy it is. Even easier, it's quicker because there's less information.
Yes, exactly. And so you know that your dollars really make a difference. They're literally put to work keeping the station open, keeping the station doing the work that it needs to do. We really appreciate you, the listener, the member, and appreciate your point of view, appreciate your opinions. Someone was mentioning an organization that we were talking about, and I wanted to let you know, I believe we co-sponsor something like 125 events a year.
Another example of how community radio works and why it is important for you to call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm, click on the donate button or add a /give to that, and you can get right in on helping KBOO sustain the community. You can be a part of it.
You know, you literally get to make a difference with your dollars. We're an organization that does make a difference. If any of the organizations you support, you've heard about their events or heard them on the radio or heard their sponsorship from KBOO, that's all the reason you need to know to call and support KBOO.
It has changed my life drastically, dramatically.
And maybe a little of both. That's 877-500-5266. Now, Spo, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
And go back to our regularly scheduled time for Voices from the Edge. So thank you all who may be calling in right this minute or doing it online. We really need your support every minute, every hour of the day during our membership drive. So please let those phones ring. It's a glorious day outside. Okay, who do we have online? Jane, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I'm concerned about the lack of attention to opportunity zones, which are a tax giveaway to the big developers and are going to result in the destruction of, in Portland, possibly of the SRO hotels and the low-income housing for people who are disabled and elderly, low-income folks.
Uh-huh.
And Paul Rowland has given it some good attention, but it's the kind of thing that, you know, might pass off the radar.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay, and tell us what an opportunity zone is. I have heard this talked about on this show and some other shows, but talk, you know, just give us a succinct little, this is what they are.
Well, they're an opportunity for big developers to take advantage of a tax, cut, and to build and develop. And what it's going to do is add a lot of huge construction that'll just serve the well-to-do. And the only places there are these low-income buildings. where people live in these SRO hotels, and there are various ones. There are a number of them downtown, and that really concerns me.
The hotels you're talking about, yeah, it's driving people who are getting, you know, housing that they can stay in and driving them out to have high-end development move in.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing problem. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, like the gentrification of Killingsworth in Alberta and points north and northeast.
Yes.
And I always thought, well, you know, there's room in Wyoming.
Yeah, but I don't know if the, you know, the all those antlered animals running past, I can't even remember the names of all the ones I saw when I was going through Wyoming, really want us all to move over there.
Yeah, yeah, I got it too.
I think we can leave Wyoming and Montana to the animals. I would love to have that happen. I hear what you're saying, though. It's really, it is a really important issue. And I believe that this setting of opportunity zones is something going on, well, of course, around the world, but specifically that kind of designation is going around in the United States. And they pick areas, well, I believe that the controversy around the unreinforced masonry had something to do with that, because if you force businesses to put that big red U on them, and then you made them sign a paper that gives them a lien, the city a lien to take them away, you could see very soon how hundreds, maybe even in the end, thousands of our small, older, beautiful buildings that we love, the people would be driven out of building, and there would be more giant, huge buildings in place of them. I used to live in the Unthanked Park area, and that's the Mississippi and Vancouver area. And I was there the other day, and I tried to trick. Well, this was actually a few weeks ago. I parked, and then I closed my eyes, and I waited a little bit, and then I opened my eyes and went to see if I knew where I was. And I couldn't tell, because every building on all sides from me was brand new. And those particularly buildings are being filled up. But I've heard Joanne Hardesty, the host, the longtime host of this show, say that there are 18,000 empty units in Portland. So, you know, development doesn't need any more room to build units. They need to make those units affordable.
They're you know, destined for the rich. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, and there aren't enough rich to even fill them.
Blatant.
Yeah, yeah.
Blatant. Another thing I'm concerned about, speaking of climate change, is how that impacts homeless people who are living literally on the street. And I've had some experience with that, and the heat, the humidity, et cetera, the cold, whatever.
It shortens your lives. When you live on the streets, your life is shortened by as much as 10 to 15 years.
It's a huge
difference. And I know, because, you know, I have my own aging body and the difficulties I have. I'm pretty certain I could not live more than a year on the streets without service. And so I think you're right. I mean, like the most marginalized and the most areas, the people who are going to be really directly adversely affected often have no help at all because they're on the streets. I can't
not
imagine.
Not even masks. You know, like when the forest fires hit.
Right.
You know.
And breathing.
I don't even know who's distributing masks to the people on the street who are breathing that constantly. I mean, that's a reality.
I know, and they tell us, and I know they mean well, the city and officials trying to find ways to help the people who might be in danger from excessive smoke, which is really all of us. They tell us that they have these cooling centers, but, you know, a cooling center for me, if I'd had to take buses, was going to be a good 2 or 3 buses away, and then you can't live in that center. You have to breathe day in, day out. So you're bringing some good points and concerns up, and I really appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. It's Jay, right? All right.
Take
thank
care.
You, Jay.
Nice to talk with you.
Yeah.
Right. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. I believe we have another caller on the line.
Yes, Michael.
Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Are you there, Michael?
I am.
Thank you.
I'd like to say that I love your show and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, good.
A couple things. First of all, the site that I'm aware of related to the Climate Week that has all the information you can imagine, including events, as I understand it, in Hillsboro, Forest Grove, Beaverton,
Carolyn, listen up. Carolyn, get your phone out, because I mean, get your pen and pencil out. And anybody else who wants to know what's happening in Washington County, can you tell us? Or you don't have it up, but tell us the website that has that information.
The website is climatestrikeoregon.org.
Great. climatestrikeoregon.org. And Oregon is spelled out O-R-E-G-O-N?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michael.
One more thing to mention. I live in Clackamas County, and the commissioners there are considering a new estimated $230 million courthouse. I'm part of a group that at 10 a.m. this morning is taking them a letter to insist, I guess, or to certainly state strongly the desire that it be a zero energy building.
Oh, wow, great.
So if anybody wants to show up, the commissioner meeting starts at 10 a.m.
This is a what commissioner's meeting?
Clackamas County.
Clackamas County commissioner's meeting at where?
It's at the Public Service Building in Oregon City on the fourth floor.
Okay, great. And the building they're building is how big, how much?
Well, it's going to be huge. I can't give you those dimensions.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. Yeah.
But $230 million is the estimated cost at this point.
So zero energy absolutely makes sense. So you want it to be an emission-free, I'm assuming.
There is a term called zero energy building, and we're specifically pointing toward that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. You know, the thing that I just love about this is Michael, right? Is that this is what our audience is doing. You know, when people want to know who is KBOO's audience, you guys are a perfect example of it, and you're taking action on your own out there in the community. And I really appreciate you using KBOO to get that heard as well. So thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Now tell us the specifics of that Clackamas County meeting that you're going to show up at.
Well, the commissioners meet pretty much every Thursday morning.
Okay.
And the first part of that meeting is for folks from the outside to come in and make comments.
Okay.
I'm part of a group called the Clackamas Climate Action Coalition, and we've been drafting this letter for a few weeks very carefully, done some research. We've got a marvelous engineer on our team who just is really, really a font of knowledge and has worked really hard on it. And so we're taking this in as a group, and we're hoping some other people will show their faces so that it makes a bigger impact.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
All right. We'll go to another caller. I believe we... Nope. Oh, great. We have a moment to breathe right now. I love hearing from you, though, and I really mean it. That's our listener out there. That's you out there that we're hearing from telling us about these events and about your concerns. And, you know, people who are activists may not... pretty much always have been the minority, but that doesn't mean we're not powerful. And when we have a way of communicating with each other and getting out and then hearing in return about events that happened that we never read about anywhere else, or maybe we only hear about on TV if somehow something broke out into violence. KBOO is such an important resource for all of you, and I'm always proud to be part of KBOO. So I'm going to take this moment right now. We'll get back to you, the caller, the audience who wants to speak to Voices of the Edge and the issues they're concerned about in Portland and in the world today. We'll get back to you, but right now I want to go back to you, the member who's listening, or maybe you're the listener who has not become a member, or maybe you were a member like a couple times 3 years ago or something, but you don't remember if you've, if you've re-upped that, or if you have given a donation in a while. Well, this is the time to become a member again, to renew your membership. If you're a monthly sustaining member, you could do that by adding $2 or $3 a month to your monthly sustainer. It would make such a huge difference to us, and is a lot more manageable for a lot of budgets. The way to do that is to call the number 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And we're going to want to hear from you. We want to hear the bells ringing in the background when we go into Pledge Central. We're not with them right now, but when we go into Pledge Central, you like to hear in the background the ringing of phones, because that means you are calling in. And we do really need you to do that. The other way you can do it, and more of you are, is go to our website, kboo.fm. You can do it just kboo.fm/drive, or you can just go to kboo.fm, let the homepage come up for you, and right there on the right hand side it says donate, and I think there's probably banners and a whole lot of other things. If you've got your phone with you, you can go to the KBOO phone app and use it that way. We try to make it easy to be in communication with you, because we're in the business of communication, and communication has changed a lot how we are able to interact with each other. The divide between age groups within our nation in terms of how they seek information and how they listen to it. I listen with Bluetooth earbuds while I'm walking on my phone to the KBOO app, and that's how I can hear shows that I'm out walking my dog, and I take long walks with my dog. I can hear almost a whole show on it, and I really appreciate the ease of that. And we're moving in, and every show that comes on, this one included, will be auto-archived, so you can go back later in the day, look up that same show on the home page in the schedule, and click on it and find the audio for that. You can share that with anybody you want. I believe we're also on iTunes. Lots of ways, and we're continuing to try to break through so that we reach all of our people, all of the people of Portland, in the medias that they use to hear audio media. So we'll continue to be moving that way, and that's one of the things that your funds help support. So when you call 877-500-5266, know that your dollars are making a difference. Know that they're not just telling you about important events that are coming up in the area, or not just bringing you important speakers on worldwide activities or morning news via Democracy Now. We're your station. Literally, the bricks of us are built with you, me, and John Shuck, our engineer, that I can see through our window right here, right now. So I want you to take a moment and shake your wallet, pull out your card. If you need reasons, we've heard a bunch of them this morning already on this station. If you're really super concerned about the global climate condition, and you've been hearing about the global climate strike, I can assure you there's no other station on the radio that will be as inside and grassroots talking about this issue. I do believe that other media will have to pick it up, because I think we're coming out in our thousands tomorrow. And when we come out in our thousands and then it goes on through the weekend, that does get the media's attention, and I hope we'll get some good. But you've already heard about it from the youth organizers right here on KBOO. In fact, there's been at least two shows who have been talking specifically about this, bringing it to you so that you can learn more about climate condition, and so that you can join young people around the whole world, so that you can join, Greta Thunberg, so that you can join her and others walking out this Friday. It's very exciting when you see hundreds and thousands of young people who have chosen to leave their schools, whether they're going to get a detention or get in trouble in some way or not. So that's happening right here in Portland, and we're bringing it to you, and that's this radio station, KBOO, Community Radio, Portland's homegrown, 50-year-old and going radio station. The number to call is 877-500-5266. Do we have anyone in Membership Central back there?
I'm John? Here. I'm
okay,
here.
Yes. Poe. We can't see each other. I'm going to wave my hand, Poe, and see if you can.
Yeah,
there we go.
You.
I see his hand.
There
I see
you
his
are.
Hand.
You are. Here.
Believe it or not,
wow.
We are three windows apart. I can see him from Studio 2
right?
in through
I
the
see
air
you
room.
Now. I lean to the right, and there you are.
And then into Pledge are. Central.
Wonderful. Now, Linda, it just dawned on me that, this, our fall membership drive here at KBOO, Our theme is Mic to the People.
That's
and how
right.
And how you can come in and learn radio and get on the mic, but if you so choose. But it dawned on me with our previous caller, Michael, calling in to inform us about the ClimateStrikeOregon.org website and the things he's involved in Clackamas County, that we just gave the microphone to a phone caller, to a community member, you know. So you don't even have to come into the station to have access to the microphone. You can call 877-500-5266 and support us in our effort to bring the community together and make a better world. I know that's a grandiose statement, but really that is what is going on here. The other day, the word was out that KBOO seeks the truth, and that is what we do. We seek the truth, and we want to share it with you. And if the truth ain't the truth as we find it, we'll change it as we find it, but not in a way that is unworthy. KBOO is worthy of your support, and we are asking you now to call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm online, click on the donate button, or give it a /give, because the Give Guide is coming up in the Willamette Week, and we're a part of it.
So hey, Spo, can you tell me, do we have any kind of little gifts for people if they're in the mood for a gift on this beautiful morning here in Portland?
Oh my goodness, yes. It's getting chilly, and it is time for either the KBOO hoodie or the KBOO beanie, which I call it a skull cap, but it's got a KBOO logo, which is the most current logo, which is very cool, showing the red star on the top of the radio tower and the KBOO off to the side. It's very hip and cool if you think about it. But yeah, for $60 a pledge or $5 a month, which we recommend you do if you wanted the beanie cap, you could give us a call at 877-500-5266 and ask for that black. It's black with, you got to see it.
It's a great beanie. I think of it as sort of, it looks like a longshoreman's or something. You know, a coastal one. It's nice and warm with a rolled cuff, and it is stretchy and warm. Mm-hmm. I have my own. Spo, I want to thank you so much for telling us about this. That one more time, that number is 877-500-5266. Whether for whatever reason, you know, if you're going to do $5 a month, do call in and get that beanie. It's well worth having. But now we're going to go back to our regular phone lines. I hope this isn't too confusing to you. But this is Voices from the Edge. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund, your guest host here at KBOO Community Radio. And this is Voices from the Edge, is a call-in show. So once again, we do have someone on the line. His name is John. Welcome, John. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, I was wondering what the results of the KBOO board elections were from a week ago.
Well, it was a pretty exciting election. I know that there were 560 people who cast ballots. I believe I heard that's 500 more than last year. So huge involvement of you, the members out there. And I believe the names of who got elected to the board are Ruba, I'm not going to remember her last name, forgive me.
Did the president and vice president, did they keep their seats?
Their seats were not up for turnover at that meeting.
Oh,
so yes,
okay.
Their seats continue to be held. But, you know, there's always new board meetings. I believe there's one on the 23rd of September. I encourage people to come to their board meetings. This is a vibrant democracy. Come to that meeting. You can call the station a little later to find out the location, because I don't think it'll be here at the station, because we're doing our membership drive, and we want to use that space for your phone calls.
Did Teresa get elected to the board?
Yes, Teresa did get elected to the board, and Lori Mercer and also Kat Meow Garcia. Kat Meow and Ruba were re-elections, and Lori Mercer and Teresa are new members who will be seated in the next month or so. So
and
thank you so much for calling about that, John. I really appreciate you asking.
Wasn't there a fourth open seat?
That is the four. Then there are some interim seats that still need to be filled. That's something that the board can do at its next meeting. And there were two other candidates, Dan Raphael and Emma Lugo, who, if tradition is so, should be put up to be accepted into those interim seats, and they'll get them by the duration of the term. It's a little complicated, so I don't really want to spend any more time going over it on air, but I believe that if with precedence, those other two should be seated as well at the next meeting, this 23rd. But that's never a sure thing lately. So, you know, be sure and go and participate. And
all right,
thank,
well,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John. Do we have any other callers on the line at this time? Okay. Well, you know what we're talking about this morning? We're talking about anything you, the caller and the listener of Voices from the Edge, want to talk about. So we want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you about the issues you're concerned about. It does not have to be global climate change. It really doesn't. But I'm going to stick with that for a little while myself. There was a gentleman who just called in and said that he was concerned about what happens to houseless people because of global climate change. I really appreciated him bringing that point up, and I do want to let you know you still have time to call in and have your voice heard this morning. It's 84. That's not the number to call. The number to call to get in the air room is 503-231-8187. You can call that number and become part of our conversation right now. I'll say it again, 503-231-8187. You know, some people say sometimes my mind acts like a little horror shop. You know, I have all sorts of horrible things happening in my mind that are happening all around the world. It seems like somehow I just kind of grab some of those and they stay in my mind. And so I like, you know, I'm one of those people always going, did you hear? And, you know, and they're going, oh my God, no. But I did. I'm going to bring it up anyway. Did you hear? In India, the heat waves are so high that people are dying from the heat by the tens of thousands, literally. It's probably going to end up being more than that. We don't hear about heat wave deaths in the same way that we hear about deaths from other, from natural disasters, though they are exactly that. It's the inability of the body to be able to keep itself cool enough to sustain life. And, you know, for me, I have a problem with heat nowadays. It's really funny. Get a little dizzy, get out there in 90 degrees, stand out there 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm going to have a real problem. And I think about my fellow sister and brother and niece and nephew and grandparents, you know, around the world in places like India where whole huge cities, literally, I'm not making this up, are going to have no water available. So millions of people having to move and having to move in this horrendous heat. You know, this is what we've wrought, we the human species. I think that we in the industrialized world need to take the greatest responsibility. I do absolutely believe that. We've been poisoning the world for longer and bigger ways, and the impact has been huge. But there's plenty of countries where the impact is already so huge, I don't think we would tolerate it being that high here. I don't know if we heard in New York City 2,000 died during the high heat wave, what we would do. But we don't hear them reported that way. You know, when people die in a heat wave, they often die from a heart attack, or they collapse on a street, or it's 2 days later in their apartment all alone, or maybe they find their body in a place all alone. So when we talk about the houseless being out on the streets, you know, the power grid goes crazy during heat waves because everybody's trying to use air conditioners. But we're talking about people that don't have any access to that kind of cooling to be able to keep themselves healthy. And we have some cooling centers here in Portland, and we very luckily have not gotten anywhere near that kind of a heat wave. But, you know, I grew up in Eastern Oregon, where I can remember many summers that it got up to 118 at least one day of the year. But here in Portland, if we got up to 118, I can guarantee you there would be people who would die as a result of that heat. So, you know, climate change and the way it's impacting it is not always obvious. It's not always that odd tornado that never should have been in that location. No, it's insidious, and it comes at us in so many ways. I want to encourage you, you still have a few minutes to call in and let us hear from you about your issues, the things that you're most concerned about. What about this face recognition? Joanne Hardesty has taken a strong stand against private businesses and the government using facial recognition. What do you think about that? I'm 100% on her side. I think that it's only another tool for, you know, to focus on the few instead of to focus against the few, the majority by the few. And it's rife with mistakes, but like everything else that happens in this country, one of the biggest mistakes is it'll be wrong racially. We know that. We do a very poor job of, we do a very poor job of being a country that treats all people equally. That's what we do a very poor job of. But these facial recognition and other techniques that have been used by algorithms on different websites have been proven to be discriminatory in their nature, in the way that they're set up and what they select for. And also there's some science that says this facial recognition does not recognize dark-skinned people as well as other people. So imagine them using something like this on you. Oh, say you're down at Pioneer Square, and it's there's different facial recognitions picking you up as you walk into the square, as you walk past different things. What if the police decided to act on that? What if ICE is using those facial recognition in, say, we're having a big celebration and ICE comes through with something like that? There's terrible implications from what facial recognition, retinal recognition, all of those, the ways they can be used, because you put a tool in the hands of the state and it's going to be used against the people. That's my experience and belief. So this is Linda Olson-Osterlin waxing on with you about climate change. I want to thank everybody who called in this morning. As I said earlier, we have a really, really intelligent audience out there. That's you we're talking to. And I really appreciate you participating with us on our morning talk show, Voices from the Edge. We're almost done now. I'm sorry that we weren't able to have Joanne Hardesty here today, but as you know, she gets many last-minute demands that she does need to respond to. She is a city commissioner. So we're sorry she wasn't able to be here today. I'm happy that I got to fit in. I love to talk to you, the listener. So thank you all who have called in. I hope many of you have called in to become members as well. And now Voices from the Edge is going to go off the air for a day, and you're going to get to hear from our wonderful hosts in Membership Central.
Talking about me? Do you mean me?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing, because another fine example of what KBOO Community Radio does and can do is have a city commissioner with her own show. The amazing part is that Joanne had been doing that show for a long time before she actually was elected to be a commissioner here in Portland. Another amazing example of what we here at KBOO can do, and why you should support us here with your financial resources at 877-500-5266. We're just asking you to give us what we deserve, because we are doing fantastically good things here in Portland. And as a result of the amazing internet throughout the whole world, we are heard. If there's an internet connection, unless they're in a country that has censorship, et cetera, they can hear KBOO.FM and listen to us streaming. So yeah, fine example. Joanne will be here, I believe. I think Linda's coming back next week as well, but still, our city commissioner, Joanne Hardesty, started here on KBOO with her concerns of the community. That's the other thing we do here, is we bring concerns of what's going on in every neighborhood and give them the opportunity to let everyone know. And so many groups have the outreach ability to let us know, and we share the actual time with them in letting you know where to go if you so choose to. So please call us and support us here at KBOO at 877-500-5266. Linda is an amazing resource here at KBOO. She has been here a long time. I was here 7 years ago and have just returned about 2 weeks ago. And it's been a thrill to come back, I have to say. Earlier I said KBOO changed my life drastically. Well, that's true, but drastically is not the best word. Amazingly, I would say. And I feel reborn now that I'm here again, because I felt like I belonged here in the first place. Please call 877-500-5266. Maybe you can find your place here at KBOO. We are offering training in exchange for... No, I mean, we're offering opportunities to learn radio for no charge in exchange for your volunteer hours. Many different things we need volunteers to do. You can contact volunteer at kboo.fm. Brianna is our new volunteer coordinator. Let her know what you're interested in doing and find your place here at KBOO if you so choose. But please call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm online. Give us the support that we deserve. We love you, and we need your help.
This is KBOO Portland. Good morning. It is 8:58, and coming up at 10 o'clock, we'll have an interview with Ursula K. Le Guin, the late Ursula K. Le Guin from 2017. But up next, we have Per Fogering, who is going to be filling in for Teresa Mitchell on Press Watch.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Daily Cafe, located at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue, open daily from breakfast to late lunch. Daily Cafe serves new American breakfast and lunch, along with wine spirits. Lunch was provided by Thai Pod, located at 2015 Northeast Broadway Street. Serving a full Thai cuisine menu, Thai Pod is open for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 710 North Killingsworth Street. Open from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. More information at atlaspizzapdx.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The KBOO Board of Directors meets every fourth Monday at the station, but the September meeting on Monday, September 23rd, will be held at the Salvation Army Dining Room at 211 Northeast 18th Avenue in Portland at 6 p.m.
Well, balalaikas and sleigh bells, it must be time for Press Watch. Well, I'm filling in today. Teresa Mitchell is on vacation. She's heading for Rochester, New York, in the Grassroots Radio Conference. And so I'll be filling in this Thursday, today, and next Thursday. So this, since it's a, so we'll start out with some media news. There's lots of it. I don't know how many people read the UK Guardian, either, you know, in paper or on the net. But I'm a regular reader of the Guardian, and over the years, it seems to me it's gotten kind of tamer lately. It's not the firebrand it used to be, and. Recently, an article came out in